All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where Were You? July 11th, 1981. In the news, two men yesterday hijacked a jet airliner carrying 180 passengers and 12 crew members from Chicago to Miami and forced the pilot to fly them to Cuba. When the plane landed in Havana, the two men were arrested and six other passengers got off voluntarily. An FBI agent quoted witnesses as saying that one of the men, brandishing a baby bottle with a lighted wick and filled with what appeared to be a flammable liquid, barged into the cockpit. At the movies, in 1997, when the U.S. president crashes into Manhattan, now a giant maximum security prison, a convicted bank robber is sent in for a rescue.
Why are we talking?
I have a deal for you. You receive full pardon for every criminal action you've committed in the United States. It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The president was on board.
President of what?
That's not funny, Plissken.
Escape from New York stars Kurt Russell, Lee Van Cleef, Ernest Borgnine, Adrian Barbeau, and Donald Pleasance.
I don't give a fuck about your war. Or your president.
Saturday Night TV features reruns of The Love Boat, Fantasy Island, and WKRP in Cincinnati.
Caller number one, disco is
fun.
Wrong. Caller number two, disco is
heaven.
You people are way off. Caller number three, you're on.
Disco is hell.
You got it, my man.
And on the radio,
Kim Carnes has been at number one with Betty Davis Eyes every week but one since May 16th.
She's got Betty Davis Eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you. Off your feet with the crumbs she throws you.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1981.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where Were You?
TakeMyVoice.com.